Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say Alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalat wassalam wa ala khatam al-Nabiyyin. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salat wa salam wa alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salat wa salam wa alayka ya Nabiyyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to our program Bounties and Gratitude. In the last two episodes, we explored the bounties we receive and the importance of gratitude and discussed various aspects of these topics. In today's episode, we will discuss the bounty of speech, its purpose, proper use, and how to express gratitude for this incredible bounty. We will also explore ways to safeguard our tongue from misuse and ingratitude. But first, let's listen to the excellence of sending durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam before we start our topic. Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever sends durood upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening, my intercession will surely reach him on judgment day." Viewers, just as Allah Almighty has blessed us with countless bounties, one of the greatest amongst them is the gift of the tongue. This gift is so immense that no amount of gratitude can truly suffice. It is the sunnah of Allah Almighty to remind both humans and jinn of His bounties, guiding them towards the right path so that they may express gratitude and avoid ingratitude. His repeated reminders of His favors are a sign of His immense mercy. He wants His bondsmen to recognize these bounties, obey Him, and express gratitude in the best manner, so they may be protected from His displeasure and punishment. Indeed, it is solely the mercy of Allah Almighty that He continuously reminds us of His bounties. Among these, He has specifically highlighted the bounty of the tongue. Drawing our attention to this favor, Allah Almighty declares in the Holy Quran, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ. Translation from Kanzul Udfan, that did we not make two eyes for him and a tongue and two lips. Viewers, these Quranic verses were revealed regarding a non-Muslim, but they offer guidance and lessons for everyone. They emphasize the importance of human limbs, including the tongue, which is a remarkable bounty from Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty has not only granted humans a tongue, but has also instilled in it the ability to speak. The significance of this bounty is evident in how a person uses it to express his thoughts, communicate with others, and even experience the taste of food. If a person were without a tongue, or had one but lacked the ability to speak, he would have to rely on gestures or writing for communication. We can better understand this challenge by observing those who are speech impaired. Truly, this is a bounty for which we can never express enough gratitude to Allah Almighty. Sayyiduna Allama Ismail Haqqi rahmatullahi ta'ala states that this Quranic verse also serves as a warning that one should speak only when necessary and engage in meaningful conversations while avoiding useless talk. Allah Almighty has placed the tongue inside the mouth and created two lips to cover it. A person cannot speak without opening these lips, and the wisdom behind this is to encourage restraint, reminding us to keep our lips closed when silence is the better choice. One remarkable aspect of the great bounty of the tongue is that Allah Almighty has granted us the ability to speak fluently and effortlessly, without interruption. Now think about it, our speech flows naturally, without hesitation or struggle. Dear viewers, the ability to speak smoothly is itself a bounty from Allah Almighty. Just ask those who experience speech difficulties, and you will realize how precious this gift truly is. If Allah Almighty has blessed you with this ability, you should express gratitude for it. Along with granting humans the power of speech, Allah Almighty also created thousands of languages. This small organ, the tongue, allows people to communicate in countless languages. It enables them to express their thoughts and emotions. Indeed, it is solely by the kindness of Allah Almighty that He granted humans this bounty, allowing them to convey what is in their hearts to one another. Allowing them to convey what is in the hearts to one another. Just as the primary function of the tongue is speech, another essential role is its play in eating. Yes, it is the tongue that helps move food around in the mouth, assists the teeth in chewing, and guides the chewed food towards the throat for swallowing. What an incredible bounty! Now, imagine how difficult eating would be without this ability. Those who have lost this function due to an accident truly understand its value, as they rely on feeding tubes to receive food and water. We seek protection and well-being from Allah Almighty. May Allah Almighty safeguard us from the loss of His bounties. Ameen. Similarly, we can appreciate the importance of the tongue by recognizing that Allah Almighty has placed the sense of taste within it. Through the tongue, we can distinguish between sweet, salty, bitter, and sour flavors, allowing us to enjoy the taste of food and drinks. Now, imagine if someone were to lose his sense of taste, he would still be able to eat, but every food and drink would seem the same, devoid of flavor. Without this ability, meals would feel bland and unappealing, making eating a mere necessity rather than an enjoyable experience. This reminds us that the sense of taste is a tremendous bounty from Allah Almighty. When we enjoy the flavors of our food, it should inspire us. It should inspire gratitude towards our Creator. After all, it is through the tongue that we not only taste, but also express our thankfulness. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to appreciate and value the bounty of the tongue. Ameen. Viewers, we have just learned about the importance and benefits of the tongue, as well as its essential role in our daily lives. Now, let's focus on its great function, speech. Speaking is an action that can either bring benefit or cause harm. It all depends on how a person uses his tongue. If one speaks words of goodness, he will gain rewards in this world and the hereafter. But if he uses his tongue for harmful speech, he will face consequences. Every word and action of both humans and jinns are being recorded. And on Judgment Day, they will be held accountable for them as well. As Allah Almighty declares in the Holy Quran, إِذْ يَتَلَقَّ الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدٍ مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Translation becomes the Irfan. When the two scribe angels record, one seated to the right and one to the left, he does not utter a word except that there is a guardian angel ready near him. Viewers, the true way to honor the great bounty of the tongue is by expressing gratitude for it in the best manner and avoiding any form of ingratitude. While we can verbally express gratitude by saying Alhamdulillah, true gratitude goes beyond words. It is demonstrated through righteous actions. The real appreciation of this bounty lies in using it for good, seeking the pleasure of Allah Almighty and refraining from using it in ways that lead to ingratitude. That is the highest form of thankfulness. Now, the question arises that how can we practically show gratitude for the tongue? And how can we protect from misuse? Let's explore the ways in which we can truly appreciate and honor this incredible bounty. The first thing, viewers, one way that we can show gratitude for the bounty of the tongue is to ensure that every word we speak is righteous and meaningful. The highest and most virtuous use of the tongue is to enjoin good and forbid evil. Enjoining good and forbidding evil is a comprehensive act of righteousness that encompasses all virtues. The importance and excellence of this deed are emphasized in the Holy Quran, as Allah Almighty says, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَلِى الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Translation comes to Irfan, and there should be a group from among you who calls towards righteousness and commands good and forbids evil. And these very people are successful. Mufti Ahmad Yarkha Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala states that under this verse in Tafsir Naimi, O Muslims, you should strive to be a community that upholds righteousness, calling those lost in wrongdoing towards goodness, inviting disbelievers to faith, encouraging sinners towards taqwa, awakening the heedless, guiding the ignorant towards knowledge and understanding, and bringing people with incorrect beliefs to correct beliefs. Use the power of speech, the pen, and your actions to promote goodness and righteousness. Call people towards truth and virtuous deeds, and prevent them from falling into false beliefs, harmful actions, and misguided thoughts, whether through words, actions, or influence, according to your role and responsibility. The importance of enjoining good and forbidding evil through the tongue are highlighted in hadith. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said, "Man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu biyadihi, fa'in lam yastati' fabilisanihi, fa'in lam yastati' fabiqalbihi, wa dhalika ad'afu al-iman." Translation, if someone of you observes an evil, he should change it through his hands. And if he does not have the power to do this, he should stop it through his tongue. And if he does not even have the power to do this, he should consider it contemptible in his heart. And this is the lowest level of faith. Viewers, indeed, we can never fully express gratitude for the great bounty of the tongue as it truly deserves. But we can certainly strive to do our best. One way to show this gratitude is by fulfilling the duty of enjoining good and forbidding evil to the best of our ability. By using our tongue for righteousness, we express our thankfulness in the court of Allah Almighty and ensure that this bounty is used in a way that pleases Him. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to use our words wisely and for benefit of others. Secondly, another way to show gratitude for the bounty of the tongue is by ensuring that we do not harm Allah Almighty's creation with our tongue. The harm caused by the tongue can be far more painful than any physical injury caused by other means. There is a famous couplet in Arabi, جَرَحَاتُ السِّنَانِ لَهَتِّيَامُ وَلَا يَلْتَامُ مَا جَرَحَ اللِّسَانِ. This means that while the wounds caused by spears and swords can heal, the wounds inflicted by the tongue may never fully heal. Viewers, a person often commits the most sins through the tongue. For example, by hurting others, slandering, backbiting, or gossiping, one violates another's rights. Such actions are a form of ingratitude for the bounties of the tongue. True faith requires us to refrain from using our tongue to harm others in any way. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. A true Muslim is the one from whose tongue and hands other Muslims are safe. Allah Almighty did not grant a person the tongue to commit sins, but rather to use it for fulfilling his needs, and most importantly, to show gratitude to Him. Avoiding all forms of sin that can be committed through the tongue is a way to express his gratitude. Instead of using the tongue for harm, we should use it to encourage, uplift, and bring joy to others, especially fellow Muslims, as this is an action that earns rewards. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith that indeed one of the deeds that guarantee forgiveness is to please a Muslim brother. Sayyiduna Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi ta'ala states that pleasing a Muslim is better than 100 nafal hajj. Similarly, we should also use our tongue to inquire about the well-being of our Muslim brothers. Asking about the health of someone who is ill is an action that is praised and encouraged in many ahadiths. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, if a Muslim visits a sick Muslim in the morning, 70,000 angels seek forgiveness for him till the evening. And if he visits a sick Muslim in the evening, 70,000 angels seek forgiveness for him till the morning, and there will be a garden for him in paradise. Similarly, we should use our tongue to offer comfort and kindness to others. If Allah Almighty forbid, someone experiences a sad event, such as the loss of a loved one or a financial setback, we should offer him words of comfort. The virtues of doing so are mentioned extensively in a hadith. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "The one who offers condolences to a grieving person will be blessed by Allah Almighty and clothed in the garment of taqwa. And the one who comforts a suffering person, Allah Almighty will grant him two such pairs from the clothes of paradise, whose value surpasses even that of the entire world." Viewers, in short, we can show gratitude to Allah Almighty for the bounty of the tongue by using it for good deeds. However, it's important to remember that this gratitude is truly valid only when we have the sincere intention of offering it in the court of Allah Almighty. Viewers, the third way to show gratitude for the bounty of the tongue is to safeguard it. Just as many sins are committed through the tongue, it is also the source of excessive idle talk. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "The son of Adam commits most of his mistakes with his tongue." When a person carelessly uses his tongue, he may say things that put his faith at risk. Sayyidina Bilal bin Harith radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that a person speaks a word of goodness with his tongue, whereas he is not aware of his worth. Hence, because of this, Allah Almighty writes his pleasure till the day of judgment. And indeed, a person speaks a bad word with his tongue and he is not aware of its reality. Hence, because of this, Allah Almighty writes his displeasure for him till judgment day. When a person does not properly safeguard his tongue, he may suffer loss both in this world and in the hereafter. Therefore, we should avoid unnecessary and idle talk. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Shibli rahmatullahi ta'ala states that I saw my deceased neighbor in my dream and asked, "Ma fa'alallahu bika? How did Allah Almighty treat you?" He replied that I was suffering from extreme hardship. I was not even able to answer the questions of Munkar and Nakir. I thought that probably I did not die in the state of faith. In the meantime, I heard a voice that you are being punished due to your unnecessary use of the tongue in the world. Viewers, did you not hear that the unnecessary use of the tongue can become a source of harm for a person? Therefore, the safest approach is to guard it against sins and idle talk. We should develop a mindset of protecting our tongues so that we can express our gratitude to Allah Almighty for this great bounty in the best way. Regarding this, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that I swear by Allah Almighty, nothing on this earth is more deserving of being restrained than the tongue. Similarly, it is mentioned in another hadith that Sayyiduna Harith bin Hisham radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, I asked Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, please tell me an action that I should make obligatory upon myself. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam pointed to his tongue and replied that keep it under control. Viewers, an excellent way to safeguard the tongue is to practice silence. When a person remains silent, he avoids many of the harms that can come from speech. Silence is such a virtuous act that even the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam practiced it. As it is stated, كان رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم طويل الصمت, meaning the Holy Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم used to observe prolonged silence. Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahmatullah ta'ala states under this hadith that silence refers to refraining from unnecessarily worldly conversations. However, the blessed tongue of the Holy Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم was always engaged in the remembrance of Allah Almighty. He never spoke needlessly and only engaged in conversations that were beneficial and permissible. Without a doubt, he never uttered anything impermissible. He never lied, engaged in backbiting, or indulged in gossip, not even once in his entire life. The Holy Prophet ﷺ was perfect in every aspect. So, how could falsehood ever be associated with him? Viewers, just as we have learned about safeguarding the tongue and the virtue of silence, we can also express gratitude for this bounty through good deeds. In fact, every righteous action related to the tongue serves as a way to show gratitude. This includes guarding our speech, remaining silent when necessary, avoiding useless conversation, speaking with kindness, refraining from hurting others, abstaining from sinful speech, speaking only when required by Sharia, engaging in the remembrance of Allah Almighty, sending durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, reciting hamd of Allah Almighty, and reciting the Holy Quran. All these virtuous deeds performed through the tongue not only bring us closer to our Creator, but also become a means of expressing gratitude. As humble bondsmen of Allah Almighty, we recognize that He has bestowed countless bounties upon us, and we can never truly repay even a single one as it deserves. However, we should strive to show gratitude to the best of our ability, for Allah Almighty proclaims, وَإِنْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Translation of Ganzul Irfan. And remember, when your Lord declared that if you thank me, then I shall most definitely grant you more. And if you are ungrateful, then indeed my punishment is severe. May Allah Almighty make us among His grateful bondsmen and protect us from His punishment. Ameen. بِجَاهِ النَّبِيِّ Ameen. صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم
Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say Alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.